the conversation focusing on guns, gun control, and so much more. You have these shootings in public, you know, that are ghastly, barbaric, and get a lot of attention because these shooters, like the shooter in El Paso, leave behind these manifestos, and unfortunately they get too much consideration. And I believe that publicizing a lot of these things do not help the situation, but exacerbate it, quite honestly. My next guest here, though, says that gun violence could be ended in the next year, believe it or not. Elliot Feynman, a strategic marketing advisor to major consulting firms, including Accenture, KPMG, and others, here to discuss it. Elliot, welcome to the program. Elliot, good morning. How are you? All right, we seem to be having a bit of difficulty there. We'll get him tuned in here in a second. Nathan, you all right there? We got an issue or what we got? All right, well, we'll get back to Elliot Feynman here. He is an advisor who says there are 170 million Americans opposed to gun violence. I believe it's probably more like 320 million Americans are opposed to gun violence. And he says he is done asking. He has the solution for ending gun violence. Feynman knows the pain. His son was killed by gun violence. His strategy harnesses unprecedented economic power to enact change. He says there'll be no more pleading with Congress while we bury our dead. As long as 23 states are controlled by the gun industry, our government will do nothing, he says. It's time for Americans to take a page out of Puerto Rico's playbook and make the voice of the people heard, because we're done asking. How are we doing there? We get him or not? All right, we're going to get back to him. We've got some technical issue there. So we'll get back to Elliot Feynman and see if he does have actually the solution for gun violence in America. Meanwhile, as I told you, everybody has an opinion about the gun violence. Barack Obama weighing in. Not very often that he does this. Barack Obama weighs in. The evidence shows that we can stop some killings. They can save some families from heartbreak. We are not helpless here, wrote the former president. And until all of us stand up and insist on holding public officials accountable for changing our gun laws, these tragedies will keep happening, said the former president. Now, it's interesting that he comes in. Say that again. All right. We're going to switch back now to Elliot Feynman. Elliot, welcome to the program.
Yes,
how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I understand you have a solution to end gun violence within 12 months. Do tell.
I think the solution to gun violence is simply to depoliticize our society to the point where we recognize human freedom, individual liberty, private property, and decollectivize the society.
So how would that end gun violence? And you're talking about going to more conservative principles, it sounds like to me. Please elaborate.
It's very simple. We have a society today in which we no longer think about people as individuals, but as collectives and groups. We don't recognize our people's individual rights. If you have a society in which we move towards recognizing individual rights rather than collective tribes, there's a greater sense of respect and tolerance and appreciation. And that social and psychological transformation of the society will move it to a less violent one.
All right, so you say the solution to gun violence would harness unprecedented economic power, and you say 170 million Americans are opposed to gun violence. I believe, actually, the number is probably 320. I don't think there's any Americans that support gun violence per se. And you say it's time to force Congress to act. How do you harness this economic power?
That economic power is by setting people free to use their own ability as creative and independent human beings. Yes, it's a transformation in the society, but it can occur, Steve, with a revolution of ideas. Because as you were just saying, most people are against violence. Most of us are not violent, are we? We go about our daily lives, we're peaceful, we're respectful of others, we defer, we're polite, courteous. That is all that is needed for a successful transformation to change the small minority of people who have these perverse and dangerous psychological proclivities.
So give me the step-by-step here. How do you transform? I mean, we can't transform anything in 12 months in America. You know, you have to have committees and discussions and congressional hearings and all sorts of things. And plus, you know, half the country won't agree with anything you say anyway. So how do you transform anything in 12 months?
Well, 12 months, of course, is just sort of slightly metaphorical. Just as it's ridiculous when the Green New Dealers say the world's going to fall apart in 12 years unless they, you know, everybody does what they say. But what it can do is that set sort of a target of rethinking what we are about and how we go about our designing our lives and following them peacefully. And that can bring about the change quicker than we think.
So where would you start then? I'm pressing you for details here because I get the 35,000-foot view, but how would you actually make a change? I mean, how would you actually get there?
Well, to start off with is that we just have to then turn to our individual neighbors, those we associate with and interact with in our various dimensions of society every day, and ask, well, how do you feel about your neighbor? How do you feel about yourself? How do you want to be treated? How do you want to be respected? And we begin with individuals, and from individuals, it transforms the society.
I don't disagree with talking to our neighbors, but I guess I'm missing the bigger picture. You've been a strategic marketing advisor for some major organizations out there, and you've laid this out, but where do you start? All right, you meet your neighbors. I get that. And you create community. I get that. But we have community in El Paso. We have community in Dayton, Ohio. We have these things. And yet we have these individuals, these young people, often disenfranchised young white men, apparently, it seems. And for whatever reason, this is a crime conducted most often by disenfranchised young white men. How do we get their attention? I don't know how we get to reconnect to those folks.
Well, those folks will become less intense in how they think and how they behave once this peaceful social environment of people's attitudes and interactions with each other change in the way I'm suggesting, Steve. Think of 50 years ago or 75 years ago. How often was there such individual, psychologically disturbed people using acts of gun violence? Few, when it was far easier to have weapons of various types, less background checks. We have become a more violent society in the way that we're talking about, precisely because of the movement away from the principles upon which the country was founded and the tribalism in which you dehumanize people and you're just a target.
Well, I see the point that you're trying to make. Elliot Fineman, I greatly appreciate you stopping in, strategic marketing advisor to major firms, including Accenture, KPMG. I don't know if we can solve violence in 12 months, but I appreciate your optimism. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Elliot Fineman here. I remain relatively confused. How about you? I remain relatively confused. I'm not sure how we get there. Quick break. We'll unconfuse ourselves in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.
MyPure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make MyPure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.